Welcome to Creative Disturbance. This is Bamzoon Years. I'm Yuna Lee, and today I'm talking with Mi-jung and Helen. Mi-jung, would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay, sure. My name is Mi-jung Kim. I work at the University of Alberta, Canada. I'm teaching elementary science curriculum and instruction. So I'm teaching the future teachers in elementary classrooms.
Okay, now how about you, Helen?
Yeah, hi, I am Haewon Chu. I am working at Macquarie University as a lecturer in science education.
Okay, so today we are all get together to talk about the girls in STEM, and especially about the teachers. So I understand that you two teach the teachers. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
So, Mi-jung, what do you see about elementary teachers about the science? Do they like science?
At the beginning of the course, I always ask students if they are in my class because they want to be in my class, mm-hmm. The science course. And then some of them said, you know, this is the only course available, so that's why they're here. So that means it was not their first choice, and mm-hmm. some of them are there or, you know, with me because that's the only choice. So some of them, yes, they love science, but some of them are afraid of science and they don't want to be there, but they are there.
Yeah, I think that we should focus on the word afraid, because mm. that's my impression of lots of elementary teachers mm-hmm. are not comfortable to mm. teach science. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that they are not comfortable?
So. Okay. Actually, I am teaching secondary science teachers, mm-hmm. but I do project with the primary school teachers. As my experience, they are afraid of science because they think it's not really relevant from their everyday experience.
Mm-hmm.
So my project is about arts integrated STEAM, so I am trying to introduce how science can be related to creative art and literature and like history.
Mm. So did you see that the teachers actually feel more comfortable when they do the art integrated science?
Yeah, based on my project experience, because they have the strong point. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their strong area. Mm-hmm. For example, my primary school teacher teach very well related to history. Mm-hmm. So they use the history component mm-hmm. when they related to science concept. For example, like art festival, mm-hmm. light festival. Mm-hmm. So we use the media facade to look at different history in different countries. Mm-hmm. Then they use the history to link to how the light concept was used for this media facade.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's nice. In my experience, that when I was in the elementary school, the teachers didn't like or afraid of science, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and that actually affected me. So mm-hmm. I also were very afraid of science.
Mm-hmm.
But the only change I had was that when I get into the middle school, and I had a wonderful teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what do you think about those kinds of experience in the students, about the teachers?
My students, yes, definitely they are afraid of science because mm-hmm. They don't have strong background, mm-hmm. Content knowledge in science. And also I think they have some like bad experiences from their high school or junior high, senior mm-hmm. high school science classrooms because it's all based on memorization with very scientific jargons. So for them, that's a science. Mm-hmm. So when they don't have high scores in science, they think that they don't have any science content knowledge, which they need to teach mm-hmm. In elementary level. So when they don't feel that they have strong background of science, of course they're afraid of teaching science because that's the thing mm-hmm. that they have to teach, but they don't have them, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what I hear from my students, why they're afraid of mm-hmm. Teaching science.
Mm-hmm.
And also in elementary classrooms, of course, you are teaching a lot of different subject mm-hmm. areas. So science is not the only mm-hmm. subject they are teaching. So they do have language arts, music, fine arts, phys ed, social studies, and mathematics and science. So they do have sometimes choices to avoid science. Avoid. Yes, yeah. So they think that, you know, if they don't have to teach, they don't, then they don't want to teach. So that's the case.
And what do you usually say to the students who are afraid of science? Because there will be a teacher, and they will have their own students. So
what I do in the beginning of the course, I always said, I'm here to help them feel fun and also confident in science teaching. So I try to approach science in also in a really fun and engaging way. So that's, I think that's all I can do. Like, you know, just they need to experience science in a really fun and engaging way with open-mindedness. So as long as they experience science that way, hopefully they go out and they teach science the way they learned from my course.
That's nice. And then,
I am teaching general science for future primary school teachers in my university. So what we are doing for them to be familiar with the science, we create lots of hands-on science experiment, which we took from year 11 and year 10 science level, but we redesigned it for this adult student. So these kind of hands-on activity and discussion about the concept of the activity actually make them to be familiar with the science. So when the student go out for teaching, they realize that these courses are really helpful for them.
I think that helps students that there is a way they can like, as they can enjoy. So I think the teachers does not have to be expert scientists, but they can enjoy it. Sometimes I think that the teachers may not be able to become a role model for the scientists, but that certainly they can be a role model for the achieving science literacy. If teachers enjoy the science, then, then they can lead the students to enjoy the science. So what do you think that the most important role of the teachers, elementary, secondary, even though they are not science teachers, to their students, especially STEM for the STEM area? What do you think? What's the important role for teachers?
Me, you know, Una, you said it's not like expertise or expert model of teaching science, or it's not for scientists. But in my class, I always emphasize that everybody is a scientist. So even elementary school students, you know, I mean, all kids are born to be scientists. So in our own way, because we are all problem solvers. We are all raising questions with curiosity. So in that way, we are all scientists. So I really try to make science in our own level. So, you know, sometimes when you think about science as really expert level of science, then we can really reach that level in elementary class. And if teachers are expecting science for that level, they can't really teach it. So they are getting more afraid. So I try to always make the science at the very basic level, everyday experience level, so that everyone feels the science is with them, and then they are part of science, and everybody's a scientist. So that's my approach to help my students feel about science. So when they go out in and teach in elementary classrooms, I hope that they teach science as just a problem solving. It's not the science content knowledge, but problem solving. So they can introduce problems in everyday lives. So again, like, you know, make science very relevant to everyday lives and everyday problem solving. So when they are starting to learn science that way, it's really everyday, you know, context-based and story-based and experience-based. So they feel very comfortable around science. So it's not really something special, mm-hmm. but something we do in everyday yeah. lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I wish that you had been my teacher. When then I had a chance to enjoy the science, mm-hmm. perhaps. Mm-hmm. So what's your opinion for that?
Yeah, I agree with Michal. Mm-hmm. I think we don't really expect them to cover the deep science knowledge, but it's for us to really emphasize that a primary school teacher should provide some opportunity to a student to explore like everyday context-based mm-hmm. problems. So I think teacher's role here for students to be familiar with the science, so science can be like kind of scientific literacy for all, mm-hmm. is like for them to explore together the question related to science and everyday life, mm-hmm. to solve the questions together. Mm-hmm. So it's like emphasizing way of thinking and way of the exploration.
Yes, mm-hmm. that's wonderful. And let's talk about something else about the role of teacher. You know, this is a world of a new technology. Every day yeah. we have a new technology. And mm-hmm. I myself is not an early adapter, but the kids are different. Yes,
yeah.
the kids, our mm-hmm. students are wonderful with the mm-hmm. new technology. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, what do you think that about the teachers? It's not probably not a role, but what could teachers do with this just the new technology?
Mm.
Every day that we face the new technology, and that we cannot ban from this mm-hmm. classroom, and we have to live with it.
Yes, mm-hmm.
what would the teachers' approach? That new technology and how the students do with the mm-hmm. new technology. What do you think of that?
Mm. I'm not an early adapter at all.
I know.
Either. So I'm
congratulations. Join the club.
So that's my challenge as well. It's mm-hmm. not the challenge that my students will have or encounter in their classroom with the children, but I also mm-hmm. have the challenge with my students mm-hmm. at the university, classrooms, mm-hmm. right? Because they all use very fancy technologies,
oh,
which
yeah.
I don't have. So I always tell them that I feel always behind.
Mm-hmm.
But what I can do is, I'm not afraid of saying I don't know how
yeah.
to. So they introduce, their own technologies to me, and then they help me to do problem solving together.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope they also, feel really comfortable to say that I don't know. Let's find it out, or let's mm-hmm. do research together. And then just so you know that sometimes you have to give up the authority figure as a teacher because
mm-hmm.
we are all scientists. Scientists are working for something unknown.
Yeah.
You really have to have the uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel comfortable with those uncertainty.
Mm-hmm.
So I always try to make that as a kind of basic knowledge as teachers
mm-hmm.
Should have.
Mm-hmm.
So when they go out and then they encounter all the new technologies in classrooms and then they always have to, feel comfortable saying, oh, I don't know. Wow, this is new.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, how can we use it? Can we find out together? And then teachers should show their own excitement because
mm-hmm.
that's how you do mm-hmm. science, right?
Yes.
So like, wow, this is really fun. And what is this? And teacher always needs to be someone who raises the question and
mm-hmm.
excited about new things. And I think that's how you introduce the new technology. It's not like teaching the new technology or introducing new technology, but just being excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
And wow, this is really cool, and let's find out. And I think
that's the key word
doing science. Yeah.
My case, in Australia, digital competency is kind of a key issue this
mm-hmm.
year.
Mm-hmm.
So I really embedded this new technology into my course design. For example, when we use like Padlet or Trello or
mm-hmm.
this kind of communication tool,
mm-hmm.
we really embedded how to use it for like collaborative classroom discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So they participate in my course, but at the same time, they got the idea how to modify the communication tool for science education purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as a teacher educator, we really have to also think about how to include this kind of new technology in terms of science education for like discussion, collaborative work. It's really great space to create those collaborative work. At the same time, if we use the new technology properly, we can create the immediate feedback system. So I think it's more and more work for us, but when we include it in teacher education, I think at the same time, my teachers will learn how to use those.
Yes, I agree. And since this is a Femgenia channel, we should talk about the girls instead. So we talk about the teacher's role and the new technology. And what do you think about these all nice ideas will affect and to the girls in STEM, and how may affect these nice ideas or the attitude to affect the girls? What do you think? Or the, your experience, own experience? What?
Do you mean the integrated
yes, this teacher's role. You said the teacher should be excited, the teacher should be accepting that new technology. And lots of teachers are actually women teachers. All those role models, what kind of effect that happened for the young girls in the STEM, in the older class? Because if teachers are afraid of the new technology, and then maybe girls too, so what do you think that in terms of the girls' education or the girls in STEM story?
You know, in our university, we have outreach program called Girls in Engineering. So we invite a lot of elementary girls, you know, to come to engineering department, and we do have a lot of course hands-on activities, and also we introduce the activities for makerspace in school. So a lot of teachers actually also come and participate in the program as well. And in that, of course, we do have a lot of so-called regular engineering project to be the girls, but also we try to introduce more everyday context, because you know the sometimes girls' interest in STEM project is slightly different from boys. You know, boys they really like, they are really into just making
something cool.
But girls are more concerned or more interest in the context, like how humans are using, you know, this product, and then for example, we did like building a view tower, and of course, there's the test was, you know, we gave them certain constraints because you know, engineers are always working with the constraints, right? Material constraints, time constraints, and environmental constraints, and all those. So we had the building view tower task, and the girls are making, you know, towers, and then all of a sudden, of course, they, you know, met with the conditions, everything, and then at the end, they really want to make it more like ecological view tower, because they thought about, you know, this is a view tower, and they want to have a beautiful view in nature.
That's wonderful.
So, so they wanted to have the tower looks like a part of nature. So they put some kind of wooden structure and leaves and everything. So you know, when you see the tower, it looks like a view tower in nature, in the woods. It was really beautiful. So of course it was building beyond building, and then they thought about context. So the girls are really into that kind of process as well. But like usually when you are doing engineering project, like you just, you know, build a tower and that's it, that's the end. But they are really bringing into different levels of engineering projects. So for that kind of things, teachers need to be really attentive, like what's going on, like what they really care for. And they have to make the room, you know, for girls to expand their interest into it. Then they will feel like, wow, this is really relevant to what I care for. So, you know, this is learning, this is engineering, but they also see themselves in the context of building, and the building in everyday context. So they feel closer, and then they feel more meaningful. Mm-hmm. And then that's why they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that kind of connection, the teachers, you know, need to bring into a classroom.
That's an important point.
The motivation, attentiveness.
I think it's really great to hear that Dr. Lee Jung-kin mentioned about, like, girls are interested in usage of outcome rather than really create the outcome itself. I think, I mean, most of the time we don't have a really move further to think about how to use this outcome. So that's why, as girl, like female, we sometimes lost
interest.
So I think the arts integrated project we started, at the end of studying, our students have to create the kind of artwork using the science. So from when I compare the artwork between male students and female students, of course the female students' artwork is more, they include more
caring,
the meaning there. So I think we need to really consider those different.
The teachers care about that. You will have girls.
That's right. Yes. Yeah.
I think that's the nicest point that we talk about today.
Okay. Great.
Yeah. It's great.
So our time's up, I think. So thank you for talking with us today, and to learn more about Dr. Lee Jung-kin and Dr. Heun Chu. And please visit the Creative Disturbance site at creativedisturbance.org.